Yeah, look, I don't know how much he'll play tomorrow, if anything. You've been locked up in a room for 2 weeks, obviously keeping his fitness level up there, but, doesn't know any of the guys or the players, so I dare say they'd be very, very limited first up, and then we'll build him up. Yeah, no, we're getting him up to speed as fast as we can. It's not the same as last year. Miles got here straight away last year and played those 8 games. But, it's one thing to watch film and watch your plays, but it's another thing to actually be on the court and get your timing and your rhythm and your synergy with the teammates. And that's, of course, the big thing that we've got to do.
So everyone now is going to say you're the title favourites. It's your championship to win. What's the reaction of a coach, and how do you deal with it?
Yeah, well, it's step by step. It's like you can't fast track to the end. You know, there's a process that you've got to go through, and we've got to go through a process of playing these last 10 games in a good fashion. And it was a really good game for us on Wednesday night against United. So we want to build on that and add pieces to it along the way.
So he comes in as the centre, and John Mooney's been superb, as you're probably centre. I know he mixes and matches. But how do you now get them to gel together?
Yeah, well, that's just the rhythm out there, you know. Well, I don't want to, we've got a good combination going there at the moment, and we'll certainly add to that. But it's going to be growing together, you know. What works, we'll keep. If it doesn't work, we'll throw it out. But most important thing for us is the team.
What have you made of John's season? I mean, he was spectacular on Wednesday. Is he rivaling Bryce in what he is for this time?
Yeah, look, he's been fantastic. Obviously, he's consistent. His workload is consistent. We're developing his game and developing the three-point shot. And, when Bryce gets off the pick and roll, he creates attention. And Melbourne was sending 2-3 guys to him at certain stages. And, John's finding the space and get to the spots he needs to get to. And Bryce has been the unselfish player that he is. So, yeah, it's a good combination, and hopefully we keep on improving. I'd be surprised if he doesn't, yeah. You know, Australia, the NBL, has been on the map the last 4 or 5 years. You know, you look at LaMelo gone straight from the NBL, he's probably going to get Rookie of the Year over there. And the level here at the NBL is certainly noticeable in the NBA. And, I'll be very surprised if he doesn't get a lot of attention.
What does Will bring in from having spent some time with the Pelicans and playing in the G League? What does that put in terms of the level required to be elite here?
Yeah, well, that's... It's probably hard to answer without getting him on court and see where he is. So, obviously, his talent is his athleticism, plays above the rim. That's something that we've missed this year, especially on the defensive end. They get past the guards now. They've got to deal with a shot blocker near the rim, and that's exciting for us because it can add some points to us on the defensive end and start our fast break. So, that's a part that's, it's a big plus for us.
How do you juggle that as a coach to get the best for your team but also for the individual, which sometimes doesn't match with the team?
Yeah, I know. We try to melt the combinations of individual strengths into our team. You know, we've done that year after year. We had obviously Bryce and Tirico and then Miles. So, and this year we've got Blanchfield that's come in. We've got Clint coming off the bench. We've got, John's skill package to see how that best fits. And so we want to blend in the strengths into the team to make it a team strength as well.
Can you take us through the recruiting process? Because you've got 10 games remaining, you have to play 9. How many headaches did you have over the last couple of days to seal the deal?
Yeah, it was probably a couple of weeks ago. We had to get him on the plane straight away and to quarantine for 2 weeks to qualify for tomorrow. So at that stage, we only had 9 games. The Cairns game wasn't cancelled at that stage, so it was really just to get him on a plane and get him to Australia and then to quarantine. So it was a lot of fast work to get it done, and then we just had to wait for the process of for everything for the last 2 weeks. So, yeah.
And it feels like Brisbane not that impressed that he didn't stay at Brisbane. Was there any talks there between you
No, not that I know of. That you know, obviously Will was there beforehand and went off to the NBA, but he said he wanted to come here, and you know, that's all I listened to and went from there.
New Zealand. It's been an amazing series between Perth and New Zealand this year. What have you learned from them? They probably, their tall timber have probably caused you a few heartaches. I think that Colton or whatever caused a few heartaches for you last time around here in Perth.
Yeah, and Randolph was too. He played a good game here in Perth, and last game, you know, hit the shot virtually on the buzzer. So it was, you know, it was one of those games against New Zealand. It just doesn't matter where we are on the ladder. It's always a good game. So we're expecting the same again. And, you know, three close games. So hopefully this one's close and goes our favour.
And nice to have fans in the house, at least 75%
of them. Yeah, we can't wait to get back here and play. It's, you know, the guys talk about that in the locker room after the game, getting back and playing in, you know, almost full crowd. So we certainly need the Red Army, and hopefully we give them something to cheer about on Sunday.
I heard some whispers that you guys got your sports psychs to talk to the players about playing without a crowd and kept the hype up with the sideline announcer and stuff like that. Is that something you did, and was that part of it to keep the atmosphere within the third round?
I don't know if we did. I have to go back. I suppose we've had that experience last year in the finals with no crowd, which was a strange experience, and probably drew on that this year, you know, to block everything out and control what we can control. So, yeah, it's a little bit different when there's no crowd. You certainly hear a lot more voices, but nothing that we specifically sat down and went through.
Will doesn't have to actually physically step on the court tomorrow to register a game, or is that not right?
Yeah, no, he just has to suit up. I think Cooks are doing the same thing with Sydney are doing the same thing with Cook. So, yeah, he has to suit up for 9 games to qualify. That's 25% of the season. So hopefully he can get out of New South Wales and into WA okay, and we'll suit him up tomorrow.
How will you make a decision as to whether he plays or not? Is it generally how he feels after the flight and the next day? Ideally you want to just give him a couple of minutes? What's your thought?
Yeah, well, obviously he has to pass a fitness test, so we'll make sure he's okay. And if he's not fit, well, some issues there. So, but yeah, he's got to pass a fitness test, and we'll go from there.
When do you actually expect him here?
Tomorrow afternoon, I believe. Yeah, as soon as he gets out of quarantine tomorrow morning. So hopefully no flight delays.
Yeah.
Yeah. All good.
Private jets.
Yeah.